We are talking with the chairman of the Gold Coast Veterans Foundation, Mr. Dennis Murphy, joining us on the morning wake-up call. And Dennis, it's great to talk with you. The Gold Coast Veterans Foundation, what a great organization you guys have. Wonderful things that you do for our veterans in Ventura County. I want to just thank you for all you do.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today and to talk a little bit about Gold Coast, but in particular, what your listeners can do to support veterans as we go through Memorial Day weekend.
It's the kickoff of the summer holiday for most people, but Memorial Day is truly a holiday in which we remember those men and women who have given the ultimate sacrifice protecting our freedoms in our country. We want to take a moment before we start to enjoy our summer holiday to remember those that gave their life protecting our freedoms here in the country. And then there's those men and women that are back here in the States that are working their way back into normal life, and you guys are there to support them and with the services that they have available to them.
Right, right. And you know, what's been interesting for us over the last several years is, you know, we've been very focused on veteran homelessness. And in fact, over the last 5 years, we've rescued 300 veterans from homelessness. And, you know, we're very proud of that. We have a mobile veteran outreach program that goes out and does that. But, you know, what we found in recent times is that there's a new group of veterans out there that are at risk of going homeless or of not even surviving. And these are elderly, you know, kind of aging in place veterans who all of a sudden now don't have the resources and the funding to be able to even get food at the end of the month. And potentially even losing their residences and all. And so, you know, we've been partnering with the Mana Kaneo Valley Food Bank to work on making food available to these veterans that are in great need.
And over the holiday, food drive is going on. So what can folks do right now to be able to help make sure that these veterans have enough to eat and make sure that that there's a good food supply for them? You guys are making it pretty easy for folks to be able to help out.
We are. And, you know, I'd like to just also mention that, you know, we've partnered with the Sherwood Cares Foundation and the Rotary Club who have donated vehicles that are making our ability to deliver food to veterans, you know, through a big volunteer effort that we have. But the more food that we get, the more we can deliver. So we're on the hook to deliver it. And what we're looking for is the community to help to contribute. And so there are some locations where food can be delivered. There's Paradise Chevrolet in Ventura, Amgen in Thousand Oaks, JSL Technologies in Oxnard, and the Westlake Athletic Club in Westlake Village. They're local community drop-off collection points. And people can bring sealed and non-perishable foods for veterans in this program.
Yeah, those non-perishable food items and ones that are good, sustainable foods, pasta sauces and peanut butters and stuff like that, those are really sustainable, great foods for people that are looking for that next meal.
What we're really looking for is for the community to step up and help us and willing to drop that food off. It is going to get turned around and delivered to somebody who may be running out of food this month and very well could be going hungry, a veteran.
And I'm sure the drop-off points are also on your website. Drop the website for folks that they can go and check it out.
Yeah, www.gcf.org. And that is for Gold Coast Veterans Foundation.
Well, Dennis, thanks so much for reaching out and taking some time with us, sharing this great message that you've got, and let's see if we can fill those food cabinets with enough food to feed a lot of our veterans that are out there that are struggling right now, and continued success with the Gold Coast Veterans Foundation.
Fantastic, and thank you so much for your help and support in this, and for trying to help us motivate your listeners.